When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like,
whoa.
And, not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
Hello and welcome to Wake and Jake, myself, Jake Storielli, David Mendelson. We are talking the youth. The youth is going to save us. I'm sick of talking about pitching arm injuries, as more have happened in the past 48 hours. Framber, Josiah Gray, Nick Pivetta, who was looking good for the Sox. There's also, I think, our friend Lindsey Adler just posted an article that said the leading Tommy John surgery guy said he can tell if a pitcher throws sweepers. So that could be a fun development. The sweeper that I think just pissed off normal baseball people by being named something different. And then Keith Law, obviously the bringer of fun, got in the mix and was like, how funny is it that we got rid of the screwball and the splitter to save pitchers' arms just to invent a new pitch? Which, again, I think everyone's probably being jack wagons because I think it's tied to velo more. But anyways, interested to see the sweeper development. I don't want to talk about that. I want to talk about hope. Youths. As top prospect, Jackson Holliday gets the call today. He finally gets enough minor league work in that he can cut it at the major league level. We still haven't figured that out, huh? We still haven't figured out just to have guys called up at the start of the season. We still had to send Jackson Holliday down for 10 games. Tony Kemp got to walk that orange carpet on Orioles opening day, so maybe he's the big winner in all this. But yeah, we still need to get a step farther. If you're ready to play Major League Baseball, I mean, that's just such a dumb, bad loophole in our game still. Yeah. Jackson Holliday should have been on opening day.
Yeah, the...
He should have been the most exciting part of Orioles opening day.
Yes.
Instead, he was in Norfolk.
I think there were some people who have been led to believe that this is the reason they're in our Talking Baseball comments already, saying, the Orioles were facing 6 out of 10 lefties to open the season, which... I don't believe that was.
So that's why you had Tony Kemp on the roster? Love Tony Kemp. Vandy, go Doors. Him and Jess had classes together. I want to talk a little bit about him. I want to talk about a little bit of the rookies that are up, just to put some perspective on rookies in Major League Baseball. And then I want to talk about some of the names that I think we're going to see coming up this year. I'll come back around on Jackson Holliday. I'll do where we're at. BBD, totally, completely unfair game. It's April 10th. We are 9 to 14 games in, if you played in Korea to start the year.
Sure.
How many rookies do you think have played this season? Totally unfair
totally
question.
Would
have no idea
rookies.
Where to start.
I'll throw the number 50 out there.
Okay, 41.
Okay.
41. We'll take that, man. Actually, hold. No, I think 41's right. Yes. And that is before today, where Jackson Holliday is getting called up. Houston Astros also just called up one of their top pitching prospects, Arigueri, huh? Kind of had a Corbin Burns little brother look to him. And, you know, we're going to have another wave on the way soon. And I want to talk about some of the big boys that we'll hopefully see later this season. And I will ask you to comment below, because I was even thinking about my Yankees. Spencer Jones is a guy that had a lot of love. Haven't heard his name since spring training because the Yankees have been winning 10-2. Every year they do that. They win the pennant. Nobody says win the pennant anymore. Nobody cares. And yeah, Spencer Jones, we just found out, stiff neck, hasn't played a minor league game yet. Since about the middle of spring training, where that guy's name was heard every day, hasn't been heard at all. And if the Yankees continue on this pace, of which they won't stay 10-2, might not hear Spencer Jones' name again this year. Maybe we will. Let me know who your team is talking about, and I'll hit some of the big guys coming. 41 players have made their debut this year. 21 pitchers, 20 hitters, so that's pretty good balance. 23 teams have had a rookie play. One of them is not Baltimore, so that'll be 24. I think the Padres and the Giants are having a rookie off. The Padres have had 4. The Giants have had 5? 5 rookies.
Jung-Hoo Lee.
Yeah, and that's I was going to throw the caveat out there of other guys that have played pro sports. Right now, I mean, the kind of cool thing is Shota Imanaga for the Cubs, he's 30. So that's kind of like, hey, man. Yamamoto's young. Like, Yamamoto, for the 21 pitchers that have debuted, he is the 8th youngest. So, I mean, it's more middle of the pack than Shota, who is 30 years old. And as you mentioned before we started recording this, BBD, there's going to be 3 20-year-olds in baseball. No 21-year-olds. The 3 20-year-olds are all named Jackson. Jackson Chirillo from Venezuela. Jackson Merrill, who is from, I think it said Maryland? Baltimore, Maryland. And then Jackson Holliday is from Matt Holliday. So,
going to play in Baltimore, Maryland.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I thought that was interesting. So, I want to talk about rookie performance a little bit because I think, I don't know. We have super high expectations for a lot of these guys, and some of them break out, some of them flame out. Justin Foscoe, 1-for-2. I'm going to ignore that for now. Although I know Texas likes him. We talked about him in the spring a little bit. Jackson Merrill so far has been the best rookie hitter. Him and Jackson Chirillo have been close. Jackson Chirillo, the only one with 2 homers. So that's, I think it is funny to look on paper. Only 7 rookie batters have homered so far this year. So I don't know. Again, is that a dumb stat? I don't think so. Wyatt Langford hasn't homered yet. People, you know, think he's supposed to be one of the guys who are next. Colt Keith, who we're happy about winning, getting that contract and getting the job, he hasn't homered yet. Victor Scott, who I don't think that's supposed to be his game, he is the rookie that's in it the worst right now. Victor Scott, who is turning heads, Cardinal spring training. Wait, this guy's going to make the team. He's a stud. He is currently 3-for-41, 0.73 batting average, a 1.22 slugging, 2.74 OPS. So he's in it the worst right now. My guy's straight up having a bad time hitting. Maybe it'll turn around. Maybe he'll need a refresh at some point, and Cardinals fans will have to figure that out. No, he's out there for speed and defense. Let me know how that looks. 7 rookies have homered this year. That's it. And that's where, and I think I'm wrong overall. I got hesitant over the Texas Rangers lineup. Because, and I should state, this is guys that are making their debuts this year. So this does leave out some of the quote-unquote rookies. These are guys who debuted this year. So that is a little bit of a loophole there. But I got nervous when I was looking at the Rangers' middle of their lineup, and it was Langford and Evan Carter were going to have to pull a lot of the rope. And I don't know. I realize Seager and Semien are who you look at first, and they also have Adolis. And now Lowe and Young are hurt, and they're still banging. So maybe I was overlooking Texas just a little bit with nerves coming into the season, and I'm always hesitant of the repeat. Although it's the year of the repeat. How about them Huskies, everyone? Try to tell you. Free money to be had. Chiefs, did they repeat? Wasn't there another one? I think there was a couple repeats that people are thinking the repeat is back, especially down in Texas. I don't know about all that. Note what I do know. Our guy Trey Lipscomb, who we've accidentally talked about a couple times. 4 stolen bases. That's the most of a rookie. No caught stealings. How do you like that? Or debuting players this season. I guess rounding off the hitting side, the Jacksons have gone a little bit. Blaze Alexander for the Snakes, who's been filling in. Out of the park baseball legend. He's hitting 296, 367, playing middle infield. He's one of the guys that has a homer. Oliver Dunn's stats look fine. He's one of the Milwaukee guys that's been filling in, made a couple highlight catches, plays.
How much have you looked into Oliver Dunn?
I haven't looked a ton into Oliver Dunn. His facial hair always makes me think he's someone else.
Do you know where he came from?
I don't.
Last year, he had a very nice year in the minors with the Phillies. Before that, he's a career minor leaguer with the New York Yankees.
Okay.
So he's ours. I'll take credit.
Sure. Claiming Oliver Dunn. How old is he? 26? Okay.
Yeah. Nice guy.
Nice guy. Good for the house. Our shortest player has debuted, Jorge Barroza. We watched him in the Diamondbacks. He's listed 5'5", people. What a beautiful sport. Barroza debuted this year. He got his hit. And 14 players have gotten to feel what it's like to get an MLB hit so far. So happy for them. Jung-Hoo Lee, 255, 315, 655 OPS. So I know the Jung-Hoo Lee Hive got excited a little bit over that first home run. I'm not overreacting. He has more walks and strikeouts, 5-4, so we like that. And I saw him go the opposite way with a left-on-left slider the other day, and I liked that swing. But, yeah, I mean, this is the Jung-Hoo Lee predicament will be, will he able to be hit enough contact-wise that he's hitting 300 and he's a really worthwhile top-of-the-line at bat, or is he going to have enough pop or on base to kind of boost that OPS enough to do the same? But I don't know, just something to circle with JHL, because as we got excited for his start, and he's 25 years old too, so that's kind of cool. Because when you turn to Shota Imanaga in the pitching side of things, Shota's been the best. Shota Imanaga, 2 starts, he hasn't given up an earned run yet. We love that for Shota. Abbreviated starts to start the season, and there was a rain delay, so he's only 10 innings pitched, but 0 earned runs, 12 punch-outs, only 4 hits allowed, and 0 walks from Shota. So he's feeling it. He's in the zone. He's balling out. And he's really your outlier rookie. Yuki Matsui counts partial points. He's 28. And he's going well. 7 games, 6.1 innings, has only given up 1 earned run. Not a lot of punch tickets and a couple walks. So let's see how that looks at for Yuki. He has played the most games of rookie pitchers. He is tied with Steven Kolek. Not okay. In my book. Also in the Padres bullpen. So Padres are running out technically two rookies in their bullpen, along with the Giants I mentioned before, Eric Miller and Landon Roop.
Including Woosuck Go.
What'd you say?
Yep.
I don't have Woosuck Go in my book. Has he pitched yet?
I don't know.
I think they might have sent him down.
Yeah, is he on a weirder deal than I know about?
I think so. I think they were figuring all that out. The other... Yeah. What's that? Missing?
Yeah, two games in double A.
Yeah.
I just don't know what his deal... I don't know what his deal is.
Yeah.
Padres fans, let us know.
I think they're figuring that out. The biggest rookie who has shined... Because Yamamoto, technically a rookie, 25, you know the whole story. He had the blow-up start. He has been good since.
Mm-hmm.
11 innings, 15 strikeouts. Jared Jones, Pittsburgh, top 50 or so prospect, may be swinging by the John Boy Media office soon, rumor mill. 11.2 innings pitched, 17 strikeouts and 2 walks. Jared Jones may need to be on your radar. It's 2 starts, but those strikeout numbers and those innings pitched, that's very real. Let's see, other guys that are turning heads. We've only had 5 guys that have debuted this year have started. And Ben Brown was an opener. So he doesn't really count for your Chicago Cubs. The other one, and this might have been, I think he was stepping in to fill in for Framber because he got hurt. Blair Henley had an opener start, I believe.
Oh.
That's Blair Henley. And maybe he wasn't supposed to be an opener, but he only went 0.1 innings. So, feel for you, Blair Henley. Wonder if he was off his throw schedule. That's brutal. Against the Texas Rangers, April 8th. So, is that Monday?
Okay.
That's when we got the Framber news, I think.
So, that was an emergency.
So, that sucks for him. Welcome to the major leagues. Framber Valdez was supposed to start earlier. He's not. He's broken. You're in, kid. 0.1 innings against the defending champ. Texas Rangers, 4 earned runs, 5 earned runs, excuse me.
4 hits, 3 walks, a hit by pitch.
Yeah. Yeah, so Cade Smith has been really good out of the Cleveland bullpen. Ben Brown has thrown a couple innings. Justin Slayton has been really good for your Boston Red Sox, 5.2. 0 earned runs. And you know my White Sox fans want Jordan Leisure shouted out for his 4.1 shutty. I don't know. I guess this was a little eye-opening for me as we're going through the first 2 weeks of the season or so. That, again, this isn't necessarily rookies. These are guys making their debuts. But it's one of those things where I'm kind of laughing that we get a little skeptical of kids before they get called up. And there's not a lot of guys are balling out right now. Colt Keith, like I mentioned, he's got a little war, 222 batting average, 550 OPS. Trey Lipscomb, 581 OPS. And I mentioned his stolen bases, which I'm happy for him. But yeah, it's very early in the season. Like I just said, Jackson Holliday is going to get called up. I'm not betting against that guy at all. I think I just wanted to, early on in the season, highlight we're always skeptical of youth. And even going back to players that debuted last year, guys that really balled out. In 44 games, Davis Schneider went nuts. That was a little bit, if you want to call that an outlier. Evan Carter did it for 33 games. Matt McClain ended up only playing 89 games last year. But he played really well. I mean, the only rookies... This is kind of nuts. The only rookies... Oh, that's why it's throwing me off. I said Anthony Volpe played 170 games last year, but they were... It's how many games he's made since he debuted. Guys that debuted last year that have played over 100 games, and that does include a chunk of this year. Patrick Bailey, who... was turning heads at first, especially defensively. Career 655 OPS so far. Ellie De La Cruz, you kind of know the story there. Again, the numbers career for Ellie aren't that flashy. 240, 306, 732 OPS. Crazy speed, but Ellie hasn't exactly hit the ground running, especially towards the end of last year.
Yeah. Off to a good start this year. The numbers look good.
Not saying I don't believe. I'm just saying... contribution in the year they debut. And that's kind of tying it together with Jackson Holliday. Blake Sable, who debuted last year, OPS in the sixes. Jose Caballero, traded to the Rays, OPS in the sixes. This one, I think, is one of the standouts for me. Eddie Julien. Trevor Plouffe's Eddie Julien. He's now played 118 games at the big league level with an 810 OPS. Snaps for Eddie Julien. He came in and he contributed. He changed the shape of the Twins team. He batted leadoff. He got on base. Credit there. Jordan Walker also deserves some shout-out. He did not rack up war last year because he was awful defensively. But his rookie year hitting-wise, 269, a 769 OPS, 16 homers. That's a pretty nice rookie year. Again, it's not, I guess the point I'm trying to make, it's a not a lot to move the needle. Like, that's an average hitter. That's an average hitter with also really tough defense last year. And that's one of the better rookie offensive seasons last year. Joey Weimer has played in 132 now. OPS below 650. Same with Brenton Doyle. Ryan Noda gets on base. We like that for Oakland. Bryce Tarang didn't hit it all last year. He's hitting now. He played some defense. He racked up a little bit of war last year. Masataka Yoshida. You know, he faded towards the end of last year, but he impressed. But again, he's now 29. He was 29 when he debuted. And Anthony Volpe, who played pretty much every day. His OPS ended up under 700. So... If you're telling me a player that's going to debut for you is going to make a significant impact in your lineup, guys that did it for more than 100 games last year, it's really Eddie Julien. I mean, the guys I highlighted, you can make some arguments, and it's, hey, I'm sorry Zach Gelof didn't get more run. I'm sorry Matt McClain didn't get more run. But that's kind of the point of the conversation. So if you're telling me your top prospect's about to come up and change things for real, a couple of them will. I think these Jacksons are going to go. But man, it's
so far they're mostly happening.
It's a tough ask, dude. That's a really tough ask. Pitching-wise, Senga. A little different. Tanner Bibee balled out last year. Bryce Miller and J.P. France were really solid. Mm-hmm. Logan Allen, Grayson Rodriguez. So
I feel like pitchers, you know, data might not back this up, but they can have an easier time contributing right away. There's an element of surprise. It's easier to just be like, have coaches be like, do this and this.
Andrew Abbott, Reese Olson, Pepio, Taj Bradley. I mean, I've got... Yuri Perez was technically last year. There was 14 pitchers through 100-plus innings last year. And I'd say more or less, I'd say the majority of them were solid.
Yeah.
The guys that had bad numbers, ironically, one is Brandon Pfaadt, who had his crazy playoff breakout run. The other guys, Luis Medina, Taj Bradley. Everyone else was a serviceable starter.
Yeah. And I guess... I guess the slight flaw in the stat is like, well, if they're doing that bad, they're not going to get to 100 innings. Like,
right.
Send them down or bullpen them or whatever. But more guys seem like got run and contributed on the pitching end than the hitting end.
The average hitting stat line for a rookie last year, and again, this is a little unfair because bad rookies, I shouldn't say bad rookies, developing guys are going to get called up and not be good, and that's part of MLB's formula every year. Same with the pitching a little bit, but the average MLB player who made a debut last year, hitting-wise, 235, 307, a 678 OPS. Anthony Volpe. Which, hey, he's breaking out this year, so I'm about it. The average rookie pitcher last year, 4.76 ERA. 1.32 whip. That's like a contributing player. So, okay. I guess as I'm molding my expectations for your players about to debut this year, you can have higher expectations for the pitching, not the hitting. Let's talk about who is going to debut. And I got a couple lists here. I was looking at a Baseball America list of guys they were expecting to debut and break out a little bit. And then I had a Yard Barker article. Are you a Yard Barker guy? Is that a real place?
I think I have been there before. I've gotten over there. Sounds like they've got a good one.
Let's see. I'm open to you, Yard Barker. I just ditched. Who was my batter versus pitcher website I just ditched? RotoWire. Out.
Yeah.
Just wrong stats.
Yeah, I haven't been able to put the mental energy into finding out what they did wrong and to you yesterday, but
like maybe their data only goes back to a certain point.
Yeah, it's
or
like
something.
In your last however many games. I don't know.
Because that was tough. Bad look for Poppy with Boone. Guys that we are expecting to come up and make an impact. We've talked Jackson Holliday. I've given many Jackson Holliday speeches before. I'll give you what I have now. How dominant he has been at the minor league level is just silly. The fact that he comes from MLB lineage and his dad was really good, unfortunately, that does matter in my head. It's more important, though, that he was 321 in 155 minor league games, 451 on base, and a 949 OPS. MLB is a little different, and all those numbers I just read, this guy is going to contribute. There will be, at some point, a light bulb moment, and all of us are like, oh, boy, it's happening. And, again, that could be late in the season, and it could not be a full light bulb. This is what I'm talking about. Anthony Volpe looks incredible this year, and scouts were all over him, and then last year got ugly. I do think that had a lot to do with the Yankees coaching, which we can talk about another time. Jackson Holliday, and all three Jacksons. I want Jackson Merrill to be more in the mix. He kind of just got thrown in at the end. And it was like, you know, Jackson Chirillo got the contract, and everyone kind of believes in the Brewers as a franchise. I don't know if everyone did believe in the Padres as a franchise, that it was kind of like, wait, they're throwing this kid out there? He's been really good so far.
Yeah. And everyone was kind of assuming they'd go get someone.
Someone.
New? And they still needed to. They got Profar during spring.
But, yeah.
The Padres felt like their own unique situation, but they do go to one of their kids.
And if you care or you don't, 2024 spring training, Jackson Holliday, 311, 354, a 600 slugging, 954 OPS. So if that matters to you more than some of those minor league stats I read, cool. If not, also cool. Excited to see him with the Orioles. I just think we're about to see something really fun. Like that much young talent assembled on a field doesn't happen a lot. Adley, special talent. Gunner, special talent. Jackson Holliday, special talent. And that's without even getting to other guys that would be your team's top prospect. Coby Mayo. Who was the guy that went off yesterday?
Couser.
Colton Couser. Haven't even gotten to Heston Kerstad.
Jordan Westberg.
Jordan Westberg has been doing the damn thing for a little bit. So it's why I'm so excited for the Orioles. I'm glad he's just finally at the major league level because he should have been to start the season, and that's something that our sport just does not have figured out still. I was interested to see this list from Yardbarker, who you just found out I'm a new fan of. A lot of Brewers on this list, which gets me a little jazzed up. Robert Gasser, great pitching name. They're saying it was good restraint by the Brew Crew to not give Robert Gasser a call-up last year. I think 135.1 innings at AAA, a 3.79 ERA. If you know the Brewers, one thing they have developed is pitching. They are one of those teams. And if you looked at the Brewers' rotation before the season, you kind of did a head tilt, and you were like, I don't know, Brewers? Wade Miley, Colin Rea? I mean, even DL Hall at the end, which, again, is seems like a plus, and you got to believe in what the Brewers are going to tap into. Didn't really feel right. Robert Gasser. That was my nickname in college. Robert Gasser and Jacob Mizorowski to go along with Jackson Chirillo already. Mizorowski just got involved in an MLB The Show challenge, so that's where I... That's where if you think... If you're a sports person that's not a video game person... And you maybe you think I'm a big old loser for liking MLB The Show. A, rude. B, it's what MLB The Show really impressed me with, and I went on a rant last year. They had a challenge that had Jacob Mizorowski pitching for the Brewers, and it was like, Brewers top prospect Mizorowski, you need to get 5 runs off of him with 18 outs. And man, for the kids playing that game, you just got introduced to Jacob Mizorowski. Tall string bean of a pitcher, former second round pick. It's funny. Part of that sounded like a scouting report. Part of that sounded like me talking. I think you can figure out which one is which. So the Brewers and Brewers pitching, especially, that jumped off to me as like, oh boy. Don't be surprised if the Brewers' rotation looks a little different midseason and there's a little more talent than what you were seeing initially on the field. Where the Yardbarker article started, Jolly Olives Mets, Luis Angel Acuna. That's right. You remember the last name. You probably remember the trade from last year where they traded Scherzer to get Ronald Acuna Jr.'s baby bro, and paid Scherzer's salary. Interested to see where this Mets season goes after their awful, awful start. They've been playing a better brand of baseball. The scouting report on this Acuna brother, he doesn't have Ronnie's power, but he's got the speed and athleticism, and that at shortstop can lead to a really special ball player. They're saying he's got 40-plus base-stealing potential. I hope that's scouting him and not his big bro. But I don't know. Again, hey, family name, I'm not going to bet against that. And I hope we get to see that guy in the second half of the season. And the other guy they traded for last year, and if we're talking momentum in sports and vibes, the Mets traded for Drew Gilbert in the Justin Verlander deal. Outfielder that... in 116 games last year, 289, 381, 18 homers. They can wait on him. You can wait on any prospect, I guess. But I trying to get in the shoes of the New York Mets, who I think are going to make big plays this offseason. They've got Senga. What it goes on with Alonso, we'll see. Lindor's obviously locked in. It looks like Frankie Alvarez is a part of the new core. If you could call up Drew Gilbert, and Nimmo's locked up, people forget that. If you could call up Drew Gilbert, and he plays well for a chunk of next season, and you can slot him in next year, you can call up Luis Angel Acuna, and you could slot him in for next year. God, that would really change the feel of your off season and your start of next season, which is important. Other guys on this list, Brooks Lee. We've heard about that from Trevor Plouffe, top Twins prospect. Listed as a shortstop. I know they were talking about moving him to first base with the Royce Lewis injury. And Correa's got a pretty good lock at short. You wonder if they get him in the mix earlier on this year. Everyone talks about him as a guy, along with Kyle Manzardo for the Cleveland Guardians. He was one of their big ads last year, a team that's always looking for hitting. They got him from the Rays in the Civale deal. That expect him at some point. He's supposed to be a power plate disciplined guy. And that's what his numbers in the minors showed, which, I don't know, that makes you a little nervous. He was .237 batting average in the minors last year with a lot of pop, and he got on base. But, you know, if you tick everything down at the major league level.
You know, major league pitching is harder to square up.
I'm not going to put any of that on Kyle Manzardo. Let's see ya. This article also has Aurelvis Martinez for your Blue Jays. People are saying he's one of the reasons they didn't make the move on Matt Chapman. They've got a lot of bodies they can throw on that left side of the infield. If the Blue Jays season gets funky, they're going to be a really interesting talking point. This is really dumb Jake analytics and Blue Jay fans. I know you guys are a rowdy bunch, but I'll put my neck out there. Bo Bichette's post-game interview yesterday was, oh my God, it looked like his dog died. And I was Googling some things, and I saw people were saying, like, oh, Bo's always composed. I don't know. It just felt weird to me. Like, they just won a game. He hit a homer. Vladdy dumped water on him, and it seemed like he really didn't like that. Almost like Adrian Beltre head touch stuff, but in a serious manner. I don't know. Maybe it's a dumb Yankees guy. The whole interview just felt bizarre to me. Let's see if we see Aurelvis. Colson Montgomery, you may have heard of him. He's supposed to take over at short for the White Sox. We'll see if that gets involved. Chase Petty for the Cincinnati Reds. Supposed to be a quick rising pitcher. Crazy punch outs last year. We'll see. I think he'd have to keep climbing the ladder. One of the most well names around baseball, and I'll actually combine them, Paul Skeens and Dylan Cruz from, what was it, last year's draft class. Skeens is ready to pitch in the show now. Everyone should be rooting for the Pirates to stay in it so they don't do any funny business with his service time. God, if the Pirates are in it, Jared Jones, who I opened this segment about, Paul Skeens, who I'm talking about now, like that can be... That can change the different look of the team. Same thing with the Brew Crew. Let's see. Other names here. Tiedemann with the Blue Jays. Young lefty. Talked about him before. See a Braves guy, which always makes me nervous. Who was that? Hurston Waldrip? I don't know.
Not one of the ones in my book.
Don't know if I could get behind that game name. And hey, flipping over to my Baseball America Articulo, thank you, Yardbarker. A name that you guys heard on this show last year with Foolish Bailey, Junior Caminero of the Rays. I think the exercise was Bailey saying Junior Caminero for Shohei Ohtani.
I want to say it was him and Manzardo.
It might have been. He was a guy that wasn't on a ton of top prospects list, but was doing that thing where it's like he's about to be. I'm interested to see how the Rays handle him. He is 20 years old. He's supposed to kind of be all of the goods. That I don't know. The Rays also raised that they could keep this guy down all year, and I wouldn't be surprised. The Rays could call him up in the next week if they're just doing the service time dance, which part of me hopes... They are, so, you know, I could watch a Rays game and a Baltimore game and see 20-year-old Junior Caminero, 20-year-old Jackson Holliday. Just fire me up for that. Let's see, is there anyone else I truly want to highlight? I mentioned Dylan Cruz pick for the Nats. The Nats have a couple big boys that let's pray their season ends with Dylan Cruz and James Wood, who turned some heads at spring training, the 6'6 outfielder that was crushing balls. Dylan Cruz is supposed to be, you know, kind of just as much of a prospect as Paul Skeens, which is crazy when you factor that into the outfield. I could keep going on this list. I've seen Thomas Seguisi's name twice. Who's that? Second baseman that was traded for Jordan Montgomery. So St. Louis, Thomas Seguisi. Not sure I'm saying that right. Isn't that the beauty of the rookies? Hey, I'm sure I could go through your team and list three or four guys you're excited about. If you could give me the one guy that you're hoping to get called up this year that you think could make an impact, try to sell me on it. It's really hard, as we just saw, for rookie hitters to make a full-blown impact. A little easier for the pitchers. Let me know who you got coming up this year. We will see you on Monday. Wake and Jake, subscribe.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like,
whoa.
And,
Not
to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.